All right, what's going on, guys? I am back. This is the, I believe this is the fifth episode of my podcast. I could be wrong. I don't know. I didn't count, but I think this is the fifth episode. I am recording this at 12:30 on Saturday morning. I meant to record it earlier, like Friday night, but I just kind of, I don't know, I lost track of time. That's what I'm going to chalk it up to. So, I'm sorry it's getting out a little later than I meant for it to. But regardless, I don't want to waste any time. So let's get into the news. I only have like I have five pieces of news today. So not going to be too much. I was planning on doing a WandaVision spoiler review today as of February 26th, but obviously that's not going to happen because today's Saturday. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to probably live stream on Twitch on the 27th, which is when this podcast is coming out. So on the 27th. Of February, I am going to live stream on Twitch. I'm not sure what time. I'm trying to think about it in my head. I may do it. I'm going to aim for like 2 o'clock I'm going to aim for 2 o'clock. So yeah, February the 27th, which is when this is coming out. If you want to see me and my brother talk about the new WandaVision episode, go to Twitch. It's at Shane Talks Movies on Twitch. Go follow me on Twitch. Look for that episode. The episode will probably be about an hour long. So yeah, I'm going to try and live stream on there. So anyway, let's get into the news now. First piece of news I have is kind of an unexpected piece of news. So we got the title reveal for Spider-Man 3. Which is called Spider-Man No Way Home. Now, my first initial kind of reaction when I heard the title was that Spider-Man is probably going to get lost in like a different universe, probably like the Sony universe, like with Venom and Morbius. And he probably won't be able to come back to the MCU, like the, you know, the Avengers universe. And that's why it's called No Way Home. I'm not sure if that's what everyone thought, but like as soon as I heard it, that's like exactly what I thought. I'm like, okay, he's probably gonna be, you know, trapped in the Sony universe and won't be able to come back to the Avengers universe. I'm not really sure what else it could mean. I know people have some different theories, but to me, that's like I'm 100% in on that idea. Like I don't have any other theories. That's just my idea. So there's not too much to say about that. Title. I mean, that's just my quick thoughts. I may talk about that title a bit more tomorrow, or I guess technically today, on the WandaVision spoiler review on Twitch, just because Spider-Man 3 kind of connects to WandaVision, so I may talk about it a bit more there, but otherwise, yeah, I don't have too many thoughts on that. I just think he may get trapped in the Venom / Morbius universe. That's my thoughts on the Spider-Man 3 title. Next piece of news is that New York opened their movie theaters to about 25% capacity. I didn't read too much into this. Like I didn't read any articles about it, which I should have. I really have to get better at reading some articles about stuff just to get more details. I did not read an article about this though, so I don't know exactly all the, you know, the smaller details, but obviously the title kind of speaks for itself. You know, in New York and Los Angeles are the two biggest kind of areas for movie theaters in America, because I believe if you're making a movie and you want your movie to be like eligible to be nominated for Oscars, it has to be playing in at least theaters in Los Angeles and New York. That way, you know, it gets qualified for Oscars. So New York and Los Angeles are the two biggest markets for movie theaters, at least in America. So New York opening their theaters is a pretty big deal. Now, granted, it is at 25% capacity, so that's only 1/4 of, you know, the theater. But still, I mean, even if it's 10%, to me, opening the theaters at all is a good thing, because for the past year, I've been, you know, having this anxiety that, you know, I'm never going to go to the theater again, and, you know, all the theaters are going to shut down, whatever. And I'm still kind of convinced of that. I still think that theaters are going to take a massive hit after the events of 2020. I love how I'm talking about 2020 like it was, you know, Avengers Infinity War or something. But yeah, I mean, after everything that happened in 2020, I really think that, I don't think movie theaters are going to go extinct. Like, I don't think they're all going to go away. But I think once everything kind of goes back to normal, which will take a while, but once everything goes back to normal, I think movie theaters are going to kind of become like, they're going to become kind of like what CDs are now. Like, CDs still exist, but they're very, like, a niche thing. So that's what I think movie theaters are going to be. I think movie theaters are going to still be around, but just in a very small capacity, and not a lot of people are going to go to them. So yeah, that was probably a really weird explanation, but that's, so like I said, I'm super happy that the New York theaters are open, because it does give me a little glimmer of hope that maybe the theaters can survive. Although the biggest theater chain near me, which is Cinemagic, I don't know if you guys have that around your area, but the biggest movie theater chain that's in my area is Cinemagic. I mean, I do have a Regal and an AMC near me, but like the big kind of theater chain in New Hampshire is Cinemagic, and they're closing all of their locations in New Hampshire, like, permanently. Like, they were closed like temporarily for the past year, but a couple days ago they announced they're shutting down, like, permanently, which kind of sucked. I do still have a Regal and an AMC and a few others near me, so it's not like all the theaters are gone near me, but the Regal and the AMC are kind of far away. They're not like close, you know. I mean, they're still in driving distance, but it's like, I don't know, like the Cinemagics, they were like pretty close, you know. So that just kind of sucks that they're gone. Like I said, I it's not like all the movie theaters near me are gone. It's just kind of like, I don't know, that hit me in a different way. But regardless, I'm happy that New York theaters are back. At least, you know, 25% capacity. So yeah, I'm tripping over my words over here. Let me know what you guys think about that news. This past Tuesday on the CW, Superman and Lois had its series premiere. And you guys, well, I imagine you guys are wondering what I thought. So I'm going to tell you what I thought. I thought, okay, well, let me just give you some context. I am not typically a big Superman fan. I don't like Superman that much. I'm not one of those people who thinks that he's boring. Like, I do understand that he has value. You know, I think there's some interesting things about him. But, like, I've never really been interested in, like, a Superman movie or a Superman TV show. Like, whenever they announce it, I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't care, really. Like, I acknowledge that he's cool, but it's just kind of like, okay. Like, I don't really get excited. But I will tell you what, though. I watched this episode, and I loved it. I thought it was great. Which is surprising, because, like I said, not a big Superman guy. And also, for the past couple of years, these CW-DC shows have kind of fallen off the rails a little bit, and not in a good way. Like, I loved the first two seasons of Flash, but then after that, it kind of got bad. Although the most recent season of Flash is good, but for the most part, Flash has kind of, like, gotten bad over the past couple of years. It was good at first, but now it's kind of bad. Arrow was kind of hit and miss for me. I do like the show, but it was a little hit and miss. I never got into Supergirl. I do like Legends of Tomorrow every once in a while, and I never watch Black Lightning. So I'm just trying to set the stage because, like I say, the CW for the past couple of years, their track record with DC shows is kind of not great. And also, I'm not a big Superman guy. So combining those two things, I went into this episode and I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm gonna like it, you know? But I watched the episode and it was really good. It's not like a, you know, like if you compared it to an episode of Breaking Bad, it wouldn't hold up. But like it just really surprised me because, like I said, the channel that it's on and the character that it's based on, I'm not really a huge fan of either. So the fact that I watched the episode and I really enjoyed it surprised me. And there's something about the quality of the episode that just seemed different than the other CW shows. Because when you watch the episodes, you can kind of tell that, like when you watch The Flash or when you watch Legends of Tomorrow, you can sort of tell that it's a CW budget. But when you watch this episode, you can kind of tell like it had a bigger budget, like an HBO type budget. Like it was like, especially the opening scene where Superman freezes the water and he picks it up, and it felt like, I don't know, it felt different. It felt more, I don't know how to describe it, but it just felt different in a good way. So yeah, I definitely liked the different feel that it had. Thought it was good. What's the other topic I've written down? Oh yeah, this Sunday, The Walking Dead comes back, with six more episodes. I mean, like the six episodes aren't coming all at once. We're getting six more for the next 6 weeks. So there's one coming this Sunday, and I still contest that The Walking Dead is the best show on television. Sorry, lost my train of thought. No, I think it's the best show on television, and the fact that it's back really excites me because it, I believe the last episode was, I want to say it was like October 4th, so like the beginning of October. And so I'm really excited that it's coming back. And they released the opening minutes of the episode on YouTube, I think. I found it on YouTube at least. I don't know where else it is, but I watched the first couple of minutes, and it seems really cool, you know, because you see Maggie there, and she's with her son, and then you see her talking to Judith a little bit, and then like this truck goes by. And then after the truck goes by, you see she sees Negan, and Negan's trying to talk to her, saying, you know, I know this is awkward, and you know, he's trying to like kind of I don't know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but he's trying to kind of acknowledge the fact that like this is a weird situation, you know, them meeting each other for like, you know, after a long time, and she's not having any of it, you know, she kind of looks at him and she just walks the other way. So Maggie and Negan are probably gonna still have some problems. So I don't have too many thoughts. I don't really know what's gonna happen in the episode other than, you know, the Maggie and Negan stuff. I heard that the episode is very Maggie centric, which is good because I love Maggie. So if we're getting a lot of Maggie stuff, I'm excited. So yeah, I will probably do a review on Twitch after the episode airs on Sunday. So the episode ends on Sunday at 10 o'clock, so I'll probably do like a quick 20-minute review afterwards. So just keep an eye out for that. But yeah, I'm excited. So, and then finally, the thing that everyone's probably, you know, excited about, WandaVision episode 8 came out yesterday. Now, like I said, I'm gonna do a spoiler review tomorrow with my brother, where I go like really in depth with it. So right now, I'm just gonna do a quick kind of like I'm just gonna kind of give some quick thoughts. So if you want to hear my like in-depth thoughts, just watch my Twitch review that I'm gonna do later. Or if you can't catch it live, you can obviously just find it afterwards. But I'm just gonna do some quick thoughts right now. So I thought the episode was amazing. It's probably my second favorite episode of the season. It might even be my favorite, but it's like in my top two favorite episodes of the whole season. I loved it. I thought it was amazing. Honestly, if the season finale like Sticks to Landing, and it's a really good finale. Then I think WandaVision might be one of my favorite things that Marvel's ever done, because it's so different than what they've ever done before. Like I love Marvel, but a lot of the stuff that they do feels sort of the same, which I'm not, like I said, I still love Marvel, but it all feels sort of the same, but this feels very different. You know, this feels, it's much more nuanced, and it's much more, like, isn't it crazy that we have a Marvel show that has 8 episodes so far, and we haven't had one fight scene? Isn't that crazy? Like, I think that's nuts. I don't know. I think it's really cool. Sorry. I keep looking at the wall, like, and I'm losing my train of thought. But yeah, it's just, I think this show has, like, and, like, when, like, a lot of people, when they saw the trailer for WandaVision, and they heard what it was about, like, a couple months ago, they're like, oh, this sounds dumb, you know, Wanda and Vision are a 1950s sitcom. But, like, and I know it sounds stupid, I know it sounds kind of dumb for me to say this now, but, like, when Kevin Feige announced all the new Marvel projects, like, at Comic-Con 2 years ago, he announced all the new Marvel stuff, WandaVision was my most hyped thing. Like, I was more excited for WandaVision than I was for Blade. I was more excited for WandaVision than I was for Doctor Strange 2. I was more excited for WandaVision than I was for Thor 4, you know? WandaVision was my most hyped thing, because I really was excited to see how Wanda was going to kind of be like after Infinity War and Endgame. And the concept sounded super, like, weird and interesting and wacky. Like, the fact that Wanda and Vision are living in a sitcom, and it's like, what's going on here, you know? I love mysteries like that, you know? So that was, it really intrigued me. And then after seeing the show, it really gives me, like, Inception or, like, Shutter Island type of vibes. I'm not sure if anyone else is feeling that way, but it really reminds me of, like, Inception or Shutter Island. I'm not trying to sound like a movie genius here. I know I sound kind of pretentious, but that's what it reminds me of. I don't know what else to say other than that I love that it's so different. You know, I love the uniqueness of it. And I'm sure I'm going to love Falcon and Winter Soldier, and I'm probably going to love Hawkeye, and I'm going to love Loki. I'm going to love all these Marvel things. But WandaVision is just, it's so unique. It's so different. And I love the fact that they're dealing with Wanda's grief after her parents died and her brother died and her, you know, the love of her life died twice and she had to kill him once. And, you know, she was dead for 5 years and now she's back. And it's just, and that's kind of what episode 8 dealt with. Episode 8 really went through Wanda's history and kind of explain to the audience, like, hey, this is why she decided to create a fake reality, you know? Because, I mean, I guess spoilers for the episode, in case you haven't seen it, spoilers. But, you know, we see Agnes kind of take Wanda through her history. She's, you know, Wanda relives her parents' house getting bombed by Tony's bomb. And she has to relive her experimentation by Hydra. And she has to, you know, we see a scene from, it looks like it's from, like, Civil War almost, like Captain America Civil War, where she's talking to Vision. And there's a lot of interesting stuff in this episode, like, like, you see Wanda, she, like, when she was a kid, she used to watch American sitcoms with her family, which explains why she's living in a sitcom. Because sitcoms are, like, kind of her happy place. You know, like, she feels safe when she's watching sitcoms. You know, because throughout all of the flashbacks we get in the episode, every single flashback shows her watching sitcoms. So that kind of insinuates that sitcoms make her feel safe. So that's why when she created this fake world, she created it to model a sitcom. So that was interesting. Because I really wanted them to explain why this is a sitcom. You know, I'm like, why sitcoms specifically? You know what I mean? Why? Because that's a very specific thing. You know, that's, so I'm glad they explained that. And they do tell us that Wanda always had her powers. It's just when she interacted with the Mind Stone, like Loki's scepter, the Mind Stone kind of enhanced her powers. And they also tell us that Wanda's a witch. Like, I thought she was a mutant, maybe. Like, I thought she had the X-Men gene. And she still might. But Agnes kind of tells us that, like, no, she's a witch. Like, she has these... So, that's kind of interesting. I don't really know how that happened. Like, I'm still kind of confused about that. But, and they kind of insinuate to us that Quicksilver isn't actually Quicksilver. Like, Evan Peters, he's kind of just a nobody, which kind of disappointed me. Hopefully they, you know, they explore the Evan Peters thing a little bit more next episode. But it'll disappoint me a little bit if they just kind of confirm that, yeah, Evan Peters is a nobody. That'll be kind of disappointing. But yeah, like I said, there's a lot to unpack in that episode. So I've been talking for about 21 minutes. So I think I'm going to end this podcast right here. So I am going to live stream later today. Or I guess, yeah, later today. Because today, right when I'm recording this, it's technically Saturday. But so yeah, I will do a in-depth WandaVision spoiler review later today, probably at 2 p.m. So keep a lookout for that. I will post the audio version of it on my you know, podcast platforms. So if you can't catch it live, you could listen to it on Spotify or Google Podcasts or whatever you're listening to this on now. So I really appreciate it if you checked out the live stream later. Like I said, my Twitch name is Shane Talks Movies, so just go on Twitch and look that up. I'd really appreciate it. The quality isn't great, you know, my camera is pretty bad, the mic obviously, as you can tell, is not great. So yeah, anyway, I don't know how to end this. Sorry. I'm trying. It's like 1 a.m, so I'm losing my train of thought a little bit. But yeah, so if you listen to this whole 20-minute podcast, I really appreciate it. And I will catch you guys later.